Listen. I've traveled every road in this here land.
Here we go.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Buckle up.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla.
Peter Greenberg, have you been to all those places?
I'm afraid I have.
He's the travel editor for CBS News. They call him the travel detective. Peter Greenberg joins us on the Team Hackberg phone line to talk about what's happening. A lot of travel news. I heard you mention this, Peter, and this is good news. The seats that are available for awards travel and the miles you need to claim them, it's pretty good for us right now, isn't it?
You know, it's the law of unintended consequences, and there's a certain irony here because 6 months ago the airlines were flying full planes. They made it very difficult to earn miles, even more difficult to redeem them, because they never wanted to give up a seat that would displace a revenue passenger and deny them the revenue. Well, now they got nothing but seats. And so if you're sitting there holding a lot of miles, the best thing you can do is not for July, August, and September. Look for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and January travel, where you want to go to a warm climate. You want to go to a very popular destination. Not only are you going to find seats available, but in many cases, the airlines have lowered the redemption levels needed to redeem the miles. So they actually have the capacity now.
What's the latest on middle seats, and is there any airline keeping them open anymore?
Yeah, JetBlue and Delta have basically said they're going to keep them open. Delta has actually said they're going to keep them open even longer than September 30th. But the reality is this. The separation that we're talking about doesn't exactly lead to great social distancing anyway. I mean, the only separation you're having between you and the aisle seat and the other guy in the window seat is about 22 to 24 inches. So it's more cosmetic than anything else. But remember, people need to see that because it's about building confidence. And in fact, Delta Airlines has said that the number one reason they're hearing that why people are booking that airline is because of that blocked middle seat.
I'm not surprised. And the news is troubling for people in the industry. American Airlines notifying about 25,000 workers that their jobs could be eliminated in October. Is this what we're going to be hearing from all the airlines in the coming weeks, Peter?
It's already happening. You know that your hometown airline, United, has sent out notices to up to 36,000 of their employees. That's pilots, flight attendants, maintenance guys, frontline customer service agents, you bet, about 45% of their entire workforce that they could easily be furloughed as of October 1st. Delta Airlines started a voluntary early buyout, and already 17,000 of their employees have signed up for it. Southwest Airlines basically said, if we don't get triple the number of passengers in the next 3 months, then your jobs are on the line. You're seeing, and you heard about American this morning and yesterday, so you're seeing that on October 1st, we're about to see airlines get a lot smaller.
And if the pandemic continues to spike up around the country and states have to go back to closing, this is going to affect travel bans and job cuts, and it's just going to get worse, isn't it?
I'm afraid it's just going to get worse. The only real issue is the enforceability of those quarantine rules in the states. But the point is, it's basically going to kill air travel, train travel, and most of car travel if they're enforcing a 14-day quarantine rule.
I was looking at a New York Times piece about business travel that's down for airlines and hotels. They say it could be years before a rebound. Is that what you're forecasting, Peter?
I am, and I'll tell you why. First of all, in the absence of a scalable vaccine or workable therapeutics, businesses will not let their people travel. There are liability issues. Their own people don't want to travel because they want a guarantee. And, of course, as you saw with the European Union banning American travelers, they don't even want us to show up. based on the spike in cases in this country. So that's going to take its toll. And then we're talking about meetings and conventions. You know, most meetings and conventions are booked 2 to 3 years out. So we already know that this year's done. Half of next year is basically done because people will not commit. And so that's what you're talking 2022, 2023 before that comes back. Yeah, it's a problem.
And even if and when we get through this pandemic, things are going to change. I saw one survey where I think it was something like 66% of the respondents said that they will participate in some permanently changing travel policies. In other words, more people are just going to be staying put and doing work from home, aren't they?
You know what? I think that survey is not correct. I don't believe it in a second because it goes against our cultural DNA. We don't just want to travel. We need to travel. And for business travel, you know, it's one thing if you want to talk about intra-company communication, meaning if I want to talk to somebody at CBS News in Chicago, okay, we can Zoom the call. But if I need to go talk to a head of state in Warsaw, or I want to go talk to the CEO of a company in Brazil, face-to-face is the way to go. And we're going to figure out a way to do that. So I think we have to take that survey right now with a grain of salt.
I guess for now, the only part of the travel industry doing well, car rental agencies, right?
Car rental agencies, RV rental agencies, and RV sales. Absolutely. And the car industry alone, if anybody out there right now even wants to buy a car, the deals are unbelievable because they're offering like 0% APR for 84 months. I didn't even know the car lasted for 7 years. So, I mean, that's the incentives that are being out there. But what's really interesting about all this is that the original marketing playbook in the travel industry, and not to mention the automobile industry, is that you may not be able to discount your way out of this because we're dealing with human fear. We're dealing with no guarantees, and in the absence of widespread testing, vaccinations, or therapeutics, you know, you can give me the car for no money down, but I'm still not going to go anywhere.
One airline analyst described the effect of the pandemic on carriers as September 11th and the Great Recession on steroids. I think that's about right. It's Peter Greenberg and the Eye on Travel show is on WGN Radio, Saturdays 3 to 5. We'll be listening, Peter. Thank you.
You got it, Bob.